listener.
This podcast was recorded on the land of the Gadigal people of the Eora Nation. The Beanies wish to pay their respects to elders past, present, and emerging.
Hi, Mini Beanies.
It's the Beanies here. That means you're with Laura,
Min,
and Michael.
Today we might go on a holiday. Yahoo!
Re-meet some wacky beanie characters.
And learn about family traditions.
Are you ready, Mini Beanies?
Let's go!
Okay, holiday checklist. Let's see. Sunscreen? Check. Hats?
Check.
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 Nice, Professor. List of things to check when we get there? Check.
Beakers for holiday science? Check.
Week-old spaghetti? Check.
Ew, Michael, we told you not to bring that.
But it's on its last good day. Oh, that's good.
Fine. 100 lollipops to give out to make new friends. Check.
Laura, that takes up so much room in the car.
Will you expect me to make friends without 100 lollipops?
You made a friend on the way into the car. He's coming with us now. Hi, Steve.
Hi.
Yes, but I gave him a lollipop. Oh, wait. 99 lollipops for new friends. Check.
Okay, fine. Now, before we get going on our holiday road trip...
Road trip! All right.
Yes. Does anyone need the bathroom?
Nope.
Nope. I do.
Oh, Professor.
When a professor needs to tinkle, a professor needs to tinkle.
Well, while we wait for Professor Know-It-All to come back, would you like to hear a story?
Yes, please.
Oh, yes, please.
Once upon a time, there was a man named Norman.
Hello.
There wasn't anything particularly exceptional about Norman, and that's okay. In fact, some people called him very normal, whatever that means. Perhaps it's the fact that his name was Normal Normalson. Who knows?
Well, I think it's probably because...
Who knows?
Oh.
But there was one less than normal thing Norman wanted more than anything. Norman desperately, in his heart of hearts, wanted to own... A jetpack. He dreamt about whooshing and weaving through the clouds high above the sky.
Whee! Wouldn't that be fun?
So, to save up for his jetpack, Norman decided to get a job. Jetpacks are really expensive, you know. So he got a nice normal job at a holiday resort.
A holiday resort? But that means you'll miss our family holiday.
Norman's mum said when he told her the idea.
Yes, Mum, but I get a jetpack. It's gonna be rad.
You won't miss all of the family holiday traditions while you're off working at your rad job.
All we do is eat stupid cheese sandwiches and listen to weird music and take silly pictures.
I see. Well, if you're sure you won't be sad about missing out.
Nope. Jetpack, here I come.
When Norman arrived on his first day of work at the resort, he met his boss. She was a wonderfully tall woman with a fancy voice and fancy clothes.
My name is Madame Flora Valerie Beyoncé Michelle Powerpose Boss Lady, but you may call me Madame Boss Lady.
Alrighty, Ms. Boss Lady.
Madam.
Sorry, Madam.
Madam Boss Lady walked Norman through the beautiful resort, and he watched all sorts of curious people, animals, and magical creatures walk by. He couldn't believe his eyes.
Welcome to your first day at Beanescape 5-Star Resort, the only place for magical beanie characters to relax and recharge.
Beanie characters?
Oh, yes. Are you not familiar? We are the leading resort for all the magical and wonderful characters from the Beanies podcast. The preferred holiday destination for them.
Just then, they walked past a room with a cow sitting in front of a music stand, singing.
Sounding beautiful, Millie.
Well, I see.
We have a very particular set of clientele with a very specific set of things they need. Your job will be to help them with these things and ensure they get 10 out of 10 service and leave 5-star reviews after their stay here with us.
I can do that.
We shall see. I'll set you up here at the front desk. This phone here will ring. Yes, right on time. Mm-hmm. 1,200 tiny flags for your snail race. How tiny? Very tiny. On their way. You see, a request will come through here on this phone and you will make the request happen. Everything you should need will be in this magical storeroom here behind the front desk. Yes, got it? Very good.
Actually, I have some questions about the part where you...
Very good. You'll do great. And remember, 10 out of 10 service, 5-star reviews.
Norman felt very flustered.
5 out of 10 service, of star reviews.
And with that, Madam Boss Lady was gone. Norman was nervous. What if he didn't know what to do? What if strange requests came through? How do you even work a magical storeroom? Wouldn't there be more training? Jobs are hard. But then he thought about how awesome that jetpack would be.
I'll whoosh and weave through the air. It'll be fine. Okay, first things first, I'll...
The phone!
It's ringing. Hello, Bean Escape 5-Star Resort. Norman Normalson speaking. How can I, make your day better?
Hello, yes. We're in room 138, just past the Gumdrop Valley Arcade, and we need some more magical rainbows. The ones that arrived just aren't sparkly enough.
Magical rainbows?
Yes, otherwise we can't make our magical unicorn ice cream for the holidays, you know.
I'll get right on that.
Thanks so much. See you soon.
Norman hung up the phone and looked towards the magical storeroom. Madam Boss Lady didn't even explain to him how it works. So he walked towards it and opened the door.
Hello?
Inside was so dark, he couldn't even see what was in front of him. It was just a big hole of nothing.
I need some, magical rainbows, please.
And he made his request into the darkness. Norman heard all sorts of twinkles and swooshes in the distance until...
Here you go.
Wow! A stack of shining, sparkly rainbows appeared in his hand!
Wow! That was amazing! Thanks, magical storeroom.
You're welcome, Norman.
So Norman carried the collection of colourful rainbows down to room 138. As he walked, he thought to himself,
Wow, this isn't too hard at all. I can totally do this. The jetpack will be mine in no time.
As he arrived at the door, a beautiful unicorn burst out of it. Oh, thank Gumdrops you're here. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. What are these for, anyway?
We use them to make magical ice cream. Haven't you ever heard of the magical unicorn ice cream? It's the only thing to eat on holidays, obviously.
Oh, I see. In my family on holidays, we just make cheese sandwiches to eat together.
Cheese? Sandwiches?
Yep, I have mine cut into triangles, and my grandma always has hers cut into squares, and...
What's magical about that?
Well, nothing, but it's just tradition, I guess.
Sounds heaps less magical. Anyway, thanks for the rainbow. Bye! Norman went back to the front desk.
Phew, that wasn't too hard. Now, time to learn how to... the phone! Hello, Bean Escape 5-Star Resort. Norman Normalson speaking. How can I... make your day better?
Hello. Hi. Yes, I'm the special talking tennis ball from the Sports Ball podcast. Whee! And I need your help. Whee! We're down here at the game centre as you see. Whee! And all the talking tennis balls have gotten way too worked up. Whee!
Okay. How can I help?
Can you bring something to calm us all down? Whee! We're all too excited. Woo!
But what would help you?
Oh no! What could Norman possibly do to help the guests calm down? He made his way to the magical storeroom and slowly opened the door.
Magical storeroom? Not sure you cover this sort of thing, but any chance you have something that would calm down the guests that just call to...
Here you go.
With twinkles and a whoosh, a guitar came flying out of the storeroom and into Norman's hand.
Oh, Thanks.
You're welcome.
So Norman hurried towards the game centre to help the talking sports balls. As he arrived, he saw the tennis ball flying around excitedly. All the other sports balls were too, bouncing and bouncing all around the room. It was chaos. Hello! As you can see, we've gotten a bit too worked up!
Ah, I see. Well, all the storeroom gave me was this guitar and...
Do something! It's getting crazy in here!
But I'm not sure what to...
Then Norman looked at the guitar and remembered what his granddad used to do when all of the kids in the family got worked up. He'd play them a song.
That's it!
I can fly so high, I'll fly to the moon.
As he played, all the sports balls in the room all slowly started to stop bouncing around and came over to listen. One by one, they calmed down until finally they were rolling around calmly, listening to Norman's sweet music. Woo! Woo! Woo!
Hey!
But can I get a milkshake on Mars?
Wow, well done there, old sport. It worked, said the tennis ball. How did you know how to do that?
Well, my granddad used to play for us when we got all worked up. It's a holiday tradition, I guess.
Well, it worked a treat. Thanks, Emil.
You're very welcome. Don't forget to give a 10 out of 10 review,
said Norman as he left. We won't forget. So Norman once again made his way back to the desk. He was feeling a bit chuffed. This holiday job was going to go by in a flash and he'd be buying his jetpack in no time.
Yahoo! Whoosh!
Predictably, as he got to the desk, but this time he felt prepared.
Ah, yes, the phone. Hello, Bean Escape 5-Star Resort. Norman Normalson speaking, and how can I make your day betterer today?
He said confidently.
Help! Come quick, they're all awful.
Oh, no, what's awful?
The pictures, the Music Wizard annual holiday picture.
I see, and how can I help?
We're out in the courtyard, it's golden hour, the sun is shining, everything should be great, but they're the least fun, most serious photos ever, and we can't seem to fix it.
Okay, I'm on my way.
Norman turned to the magical storeroom.
Don't let me down now.
Oh, I got you. Here you go.
With twinkles and swooshes, a big box came flying out of the storeroom and into Norman's hands.
Oh, thanks. Well, what's in here? A silly mustache. A funny hat. A sign that says, I'm with Stupid.
You're welcome.
But what are they for?
But the door to the magical storeroom slammed shut.
Oh, only one way to find out.
Norman made his way to the courtyard of the resort. He could see the group of wizards standing around with a camera on a tripod and lots of very stressed out faces.
And smile.
Yeah.
And look at each other. And laugh. And pose. And... why aren't they working?
Hey there, music wizard. How can I help?
Oh, so glad you're here. We're trying to take our annual Music Wizard holiday portrait, but look, they're all terrible. I even tried casting a magical smile spell on them all, and that didn't work either.
Norman looked at the camera and saw a whole bunch of serious, blurry faces looking back at him. Oh no, no one was having a good time taking the photo.
Well, how about you use these props? My family friend always brings them to our holidays to make photos more fun. See? You can wear this... funny hat.
Oh, yes.
And you can have this mustache. And look at this funny sign.
Yes. Yes. That's very good. That's quite funny, actually. Yes.
This might just work.
Okay. Everyone look at me with big smiles and say, 1, 2, 3, beanies.
1, 2, 3, beanies.
That one always works.
The music wizard made his way over to Norman and saw the hilarious photo looking back at him, where all of the wizards looked very happy and smiley.
By Beethoven, you've got it! Well done!
Great! Don't forget to give us 5 stars.
Oh, many stars for you, young man.
Norman made his way back to the desk and...
Hello, Bean Escape 5-Star Resort. Norman Normalson speaking. Hello, Bean Escape 5-Star Resort. Norman Normalson speaking.
And this went on day in and day out. Norman solved lots of magical problems for all the magical people and creatures. And each day, Normalson's mum would call to see how the job was going.
Well, today I helped the builders and beavers with their holiday candy cane wall.
Wow, whatever would they need that for?
Beaver and builder relations, I guess.
Checks out. Well, must go. Auntie Bev is cutting the cheese sandwiches. Hope you're well, darling.
Mum, today I helped the clowns order more magical clown cars. Did you know they're just Mazdas?
Very good, dear. Must go. Your granddad has just gotten the guitar out.
Oh, Mum, you'll never believe it. Today I helped Cinderella and this kind of grotty princess called PJ make chip packet masks. And
sounds lovely, Norman. Yes, yes, I'm coming. Photos being taken, my love. Must go.
And even though he was the best resort worker ever, the guests noticed Norman was getting a bit down.
Hello, Bean Escape 5-Star Resort, Norman Normalson. How can I make your day better today?
You all right there, Norman?
Oh, yeah, Rainbow the Unicorn. I'm okay. Just missing my family a bit.
Oh, I'm very sorry. Wanna come eat some magical unicorn ice cream?
Nah, I'm okay, thanks.
Oh dear. As they were getting dinner one day at the resort restaurant, Rainbow the Unicorn saw Norman looked sadder than ever. Oh, poor Norman, the sad little thing.
What's that?
Said the music wizard, overhearing in the line. Norman is a bit sad. He's missing his family.
Oh, not our Norman. He's the best staff member at the resort. He's helped us have the best holiday ever.
Us two. Us three, said the tennis ball, bouncing over. Well, we should do something to cheer him up. So the resort guests hatched a plan. Together, they thought about all the family traditions Norman had mentioned and organised a special resort dinner for the next evening. This is going to be the best surprise ever.
Hear, hear.
When Norman arrived at work the next day, he noticed the resort seemed rather quiet.
That's odd.
He went to the front desk and saw a note covered in glitter, which read,
Dearest Norman, you've worked so hard to make our holidays so special, we'd like to return the favour. Meet us in the resort restaurant right now. Lots of love, your magical guest. What? Wow.
Norman rushed over to the restaurant and opened the door to...
Surprise!
All the resort guests were smiling back at him. The unicorns, the wizards, the fairies, the clowns and even the sports balls.
Wow, what a surprise.
We couldn't see you be sad, Norman. Not when you've been such a help to us. So we put together all the holiday traditions that you've mentioned to cheer you up. And that's when Norman saw a big table of cheese sandwiches cut into both triangles and squares, a guitar in the corner of the room, and a photo booth set up with silly props.
Oh, thank you, everyone. I don't know what to say.
Just say, let's party.
Let's party!
And they did. The whole magical resort celebrated with Norman's very normal family traditions and they had a truly magical time. They even chipped in for one last surprise. Are you ready for another surprise, Norman?
I sure am.
But Norman couldn't believe his eyes. The resort guests had gotten him a jetpack.
Thank you.
The end.
It's time to close your eyes and wake your imagination.
And make a picture in your head of...
A jetpack.
How big is your jetpack? Is it tiny with little puffs of smoke, or a big jetpack with lots of fire?
What colour is your jetpack? Is it shiny and gold, or a pink and fluffy backpack?
What kind of sound does your jetpack make? A loud zoom, or a little putt, 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 putt?
Well done, Mini Beanies. You made
a jetpack.
Man, Professor still isn't back from the bathroom.
Probably doing a number two.
Ew.
Oh, should we sing a song about holidays to pass the time?
Great idea!
Sorry about that, folks. That took longer than expected. Ooh, sorry.
Gotta do what you gotta do, Professor.
Professor, Mim just told us a really great story about holidays and traditions, but why are they important?
Yeah, and do you have any?
How do we make our holidays the funnest ever?
Oh, I know. This is the bit in the podcast where you ask...
Professor Know-It-All!
Ha ha ha! Those are lots of questions, Beanies. And Steve?
A pleasure to meet you, Professor.
There are lots of different ways to enjoy your holidays. Holidays are all about getting rest and relaxation, but also spending time with the people you love. Often that means spending time with your family.
Yeah, or your friends, like our holidays, beanies.
Yay!
Holiday time with our families has felt extra important lately, since we've had a few years of COVID where it was harder to travel and see the people who are important to you. It has made us more appreciative of the time we spend together and the things that make your family and friends special.
That's right. When I visit my family, we have special food and drinks we make together.
Ooh, yes. Oh, my family, we have special games.
We watch a special movie together.
That's right. Those are called traditions. Can you say that with me, Mini Beanies?
Traditions.
Traditions.
Special things you do each time you're together that you might not do in your everyday life.
I don't think my family has any special traditions.
Well, that's okay, Steve. Another thing you could do to have a wonderful holiday with your family and friends is to try to spend some quality time with them. Perhaps you could ask your grandparents to tell you a story about when they were young, or ask an auntie or uncle to teach you a card game.
Ooh, or teach your family friend a game you learnt at school.
Ooh, or see if your cousins would like to put on a show with you.
Or ask another family member if you can help them with the cooking.
All excellent ideas, Beanies. Those things, although small, will help us get the most out of our time together on holidays, which we know is super special and important.
Thanks Professor Know-It-All.
Professor Know-It-All.
I know that's usually my exit, but I'd like to get a lift to the holiday, please.
Should we go now?
I think so. We've been sitting in this driveway for ages.
Yay, road trip!
Maybe you could try to make a new tradition on your family holiday.
Or plan your next holiday with your family.
Or just give your family a big hug.
Bye, Mini Beanies!
Did you enjoy today's podcast, Mini Beanies? Want to know even more about it? You can find all sorts of fun activities like worksheets, colouring, sing and dance along videos, and so much more via the links in our show notes. There is even a link to get your own Mini Beanie t-shirts. I got mine. It says Professor Mini Beanie. Ha ha ha. The Beanies' beautiful tunes were brought to you by The Beanies and the magnificent music wizard, James Court. Ah, ah, ah.
Listener.